Hey, good evening, everybody. And we're going to resume with the Beis HaMikdash. So, Shabbos has a deep connection to the Beis HaMikdash, to the temple, so we'll discuss. B'Sifrei HaKadmonim, the early Sfarim, more Kabbalistic Sfarim, Kasu She'inyan Bayis, the concept of a house, a bayis, who Echad Miknui HaMalchus, it's one of the nicknames, so to speak, of Malchus. Malchus, we've discussed, is of the 10 spheres of the way Hashem interacts with the world. Malchus is this world, it's the world of Asiya, it's the receptacle for the Chabad, the Chochma Bina Das, Chagat Nehi, Chesed Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach Hayd Yisoid. Malchus is that receptacle, and we, of course, compared Shabbos multiple times in the beginning of the Sefer to the thing of Malchus, which, of course, is when we experience Hashem being the king, really the king. Hashem is always the king, but our experience is much more deep on Shabbos itself. So actually, bias, the language of a house, is compared to Malchus. Hayin, what does that mean? Sheish kesher miyuchad, there's a deep connection between that concept of Malchus, of kingship, its lowest sphere, which is the receptacle of all the other of Hashem's shefa, abundance, so to speak. Bechlal, in general, house in general is compared to Malchus, and Beis HaMikdash, the Prat, the Beis HaMikdash in specific. The Bior, the Pshuto, the simple elucidation. Dehine, Habayis, Hu Echam Etzar Chadam. We need a house, right? We need a house. Avol Shoynehu, Mishar Tzar Cheragilim. But it's different than any other physical, so to speak, needs, intrinsic needs. Could go, Masha Adam Eichel Vashar. So if you eat and drink, Hamazon harim meisif benafshu koyachachias. We get strength, koyachas, from eating and drinking. If we don't eat or drink, we will get sick. We will be weak. Aval habayis, the bias doesn't give you physical strength, so to speak. Elarak shekood. The fact is, when you're not in a house, you can't get married, raise a family. Rak she'ein. Actually, in the Rambam, when he gives the order of marriage, he says, first buy a house and then get married. You can't, because you can't live in on the street. You can't, you need somewhere to live. You need, it doesn't mean literally buying a house, you can rent as well, but you need a house, you need somewhere to live. But you can't, otherwise you can't have a wife, and you can't have children. You're not going to have children running around, maybe a tent, Epshire in San Jose. In Chicago, you'll freeze to death over there. Even in San Jose, it's not so geschmack. As I've mentioned, when we were building the Erev, I got to know the homeless population of San Jose. And it's not a life. And certainly most of them are unfortunately, either ended up homeless because they were unstable, or became unstable because they were homeless. Lots of drugs. The bottom line is that you can't get married, you can't raise a family unless you have a house. Shabbat Siyos HaMitis HaAdam Kamoshe Nivra Metchila Fe'achet HaYislechayislam. It's interesting. The originally, man was before the sin, the original sin, before Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas Tevera, from the tree of good and evil, Adam was supposed to live forever. Man was supposed to be eternal. V'acharei hachet, but after the sin, adayin hanitzchias hazu yecholah lehiskayim aydem hemshach hadoros. So one of the main ways which we can be eternal is to have children and people who follow progeny, who follow in our footsteps to build a house. That's how you become eternal. I just saw something today how they were tracing them. A few people actually, it's an interesting day, about they could trace themselves hundreds of years back, right? So they don't know their great, 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 great grandfather, but they're that great, 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 going 14 generations back, he is alive and well to this person who I was in contact with today, right? They are, that's right, by the way, Zera, semen, seed is called seed. You are propagating for the future. You are building. It's the drive to have children and to build for the future. It's very expensive to have children. Nebuch today, the secular world, it's all about them. So they don't care to get married, and they don't even care about the world to come. They're not educated about what life is about. It's not just to have frappuccinos and go to the beach or play golf. Right? That's not what life is about. But really, if they'd be in tune with their spiritual self, they would want to live forever. And the best way to live forever is to build a house. Now, there are great, great sages, tzaddikim, who never had children. And they tried to. And the other angle is to Torah mitzvahs, supporting Torah, supporting mitzvahs, building Klal Yisrael. Just for example, the Chazon Ish never had children. He was the greatest sage in Israel after the Holocaust. And a lot of Eretz Yisrael is built around the teachings of the Chazon Ish, and that's his legacy. Ikar Toldo Yisrael Adam, the main, say Rashi says, is our good, it's our Maisim Tovim, our good deeds. So, of course, a person could create Nitzchias through Torah Mitzvahs. Actually, it's a Pasuk that way, but where he lives in Yeshaya, where Hashem told there were the Jewish kids were taken in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, and they were castrated them. They were forced them to become eunuchs to work in the house of Nebuchadnezzar. Hashem said, I'm your future. I'm better than this. It means you do Torah Mitzvahs. Don't give up. You keep Torah Mitzvahs, and that's how you live for eternity. But for the main thing beyond that is really to get married and to have children, and that creates an eternal reality for a person. Well, in order to get married and have children, you got to get a house. You got to be in a house. The Rambam says an interesting thing. The Rambam says, you should always be nervous to die before they get married. Right? Nebuch, some of these kids were killed in Lebanon, obviously, or in Gaza. Hashem has the ultimate thing, but they're not going to have children. Or some of them had children, they're not going to have a father. But the Rambam says in the letter, you should be super concerned before you have children. Super concerned about dying before you have children. Because your eternity, the eternity of a person is their progeny, is the people who come from them. And all of this is not really feasible, is not really possible unless you have a house. When you have a house, you can build your future, you can build eternity. You can't do this in the street, you can't do this if you're not married, you can't do this if you don't have tried to have children. And a house is the receptacle. It empowers a person to be able to build a Yiddish home, a Jewish home, and to be able to build eternity. Right? Everyone who's on this Zoom call, and everyone who ever listened to this, right, came from people who had a house and built a Jewish future. Right? That's how we're here. So the house is not eating and drinking, but it's an enabler for all of us to happen. V'nimsa, she'be'emes ha'bayis mitzida, a house itself, in and of itself, lastly megarmet klum. It's only receptacle. Okay? V'rak hu kli l'hoitzi k'chosef ha'tmum shel adam or ha'olam. Now, you can have a house, and you can do every sin under the sun. You cannot get married, you cannot have children, you can bring in all people of ill repute, you can have a drug habit. You can do all kinds of other vices and sicknesses and moral depravities in that house. House is just what you're going to make of it. But if you want to create the reality of eternity, you need this house. You need a house. You need an apartment or a condo, whatever it may be. It's a mamash mashal in hamalchus. By the way, most people in Eretz Yisrael don't have houses. They live in apartments. Right? But that's what malchus is. Malchus is the receptacle. Going back to now to what we're talking about. Is motzias koychoshu shalmelech or alone? Right, we discussed Hashem can be the king of the world, but on Shabbos we receive that kingship in this world. We feel it in this world. It's not just enough to be potential; it has to come out into fruition and mission. Malchus is that reality. That is what a house is. Umelo huadin, certainly of a regular house, a house in California or in Texas or in Illinois or Miami or in Shalayim. A regular house has that reality. Alach, ahu, din, habayis, hagol, v'akadosh. Right? The real house, the holy house, the Beis HaMikdash. She said, mamish, inyano, al yedei Beis HaMikdash, Hashem Yisbaruch Mashkin Shchinaso Ba'olam. If we have been fortunate to be around the Beis Hamikdash, we would have a manifestation of Hashem's presence in this world. Umeila Hu Adin Habayis Hagalo Hakadosh Shezem Mamish Nino Shveis Hamikdash Umeita Betuvas Tachas Hatava. Through that comes the greatest goodness and kindness in this world. She's a mamish imiyas hamalchus, which is malchus. Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Hamikdash was the makom, was the place. Shebo b'payol lahedya, where was actualized the kvod shemayim, the honor of Hashem b'olam. David and Shlomo, King David and King Solomon, David and Shlomo were the Malchi Yisrael, Shema Markava. They were the ultimate examples of the Malchus of the Jewish people. And unfortunately, right after Shlomo Melech, the kingdom splits between Rechavam, Shlomo's son, and Yeravam would take 10 of the 12 tribes. They built the Beis Hamikdash. The Malchi Yisrael is Tafkid HaMiyuchad, the Sakal Malchus Shaka. The point of us having a king is not for pomp and royalty. We're not the Victorian house. We're not the Habsburgs. It's not for people to idolize stupidity or for power drives or for a real Yiddish king, a Jewish king, subjugates himself to Hashem. And his drive, just like a Gadol B'Yisrael, a true Rebbe, a true Rosh Hashiva, a Gadol B'Yisrael, what they care about is to bring Hashem into this world. To create this world, actually, you're just mentioning the Chabad Rabbi from Las Vegas, where he couldn't, he's not going to be there. He's a shluchim, right? He's going to the conference. He just realized why he's not there, right? Well, if you're the Lubavitch Rebbe, it's not about you. It's not about Hashem, right? If you're the Belzer Rebbe, your whole goal is to create Hashem in this world. They didn't live in fancy houses and have fancy cars. Trust me, if these Rebbes wanted to, they can ask the Hasidim, they can build the Versailles also. there's hundreds and thousands of Chabad Shluchim in the world. You don't think if the Rebbe wanted a nice, big, fancy house, not in Crown Heights, one of the not-so-nice neighborhoods in Brooklyn, it could have a palatial place. Tell the Hasidim, build me a nice house, nice car, private jet, vacation home somewhere in the Caribbean. No, it's nothing about it. It's all about Hashem. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein lived for Hashem, Rabbi Yaakov Kamensky, Rabbi Aaron Kotler, the greatest gadol in America the past 100 years. It was all about Torah in America and in Europe and in Eretz Yisrael and saving people. Nothing about them. A Yiddish king, a Jewish king, it's not about, it's all about Hashem in this world. And the Beis HaMikdash was that reality. The Beis HaMikdash was a place, Shezer, called Iker Tafkil Shal Melech B'Yisrael, which is the goal of the Melech B'Yisrael, is to bring Hashem to Yisrael. Lasak in Ha'olam, the real Tikkun Olam, not this corrupted term that the woke left Jews use today, Tikkun Olam, to do every single stupid thing, save the whales, help Palestinians, you name it, in the name of support abortions, deviancies, every deviancy, in the name of Tikkun Olam. They have no clue what Hashem wants in this world, which is, by the way, most of them don't know what Hashem wants in this world. They don't know any better, so they have Jewish passion without knowledge. It's a dangerous thing. But real, a Melech Yisrael who understands what Hashem is, it's the real Tikkun Alasak and Ha'olam is from Malchus Shakai. The real Tikkun Olam is to bring Hashem into the world. When we say Alayla Sakin Olam, it's to bring Hashem into this world. That's what Tikkun Olam is. It's not going to Africa and saving the blue butterfly, anything like that. I'm not thinking it's the blue butterfly. I don't know if there is such a thing as the blue butterfly. I made that up. But whatever butterfly there is in Africa they're trying to save, or whatever environmental or social thing, many of them which are against the Torah, they're trying to do. They don't know what it is, but we know what it is, and that's to bring Hashem into this world. That's what Tikkun Olam really is. V'cheru mamish inyan HaShabbos. That's what Shabbos is all about. Shabbos, we bring Hashem into this world. Shvisa u'bito. Nothing else exists. There's no elections, there's no cabinet, there's no ceasefires, there's no stock market. Mom, she closed the stock market on Shabbos, Baruch Hashem. Right? There's no company or office or chips or real estate deals or sales deals. It's all about Hashem. It's all about Hashem. We're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nishkav Hashem levado b'yom. And then we're with Hashem. And Hashem is uplifted. We can't uplift Hashem, but we bring Hashem into this world. Were you around Torah Dika Yidden? When you think about Hashem, by the way, when you think about Hashem, right, if you're a Jew, you know, if you're a Gentile, you see people, they think, oh, these people are keeping the Sabbath, they're keeping the Shabbat. And if it's a reality everywhere around you, right, you bring Hashem into this world, you bring Hashem into your life, you bring Hashem into your family, you bring Hashem into the community, you bring Hashem into the adult. Nimshasha Shabbos is Megala Koyli Sparach Bo'ilam. Hashem is brought out into the world. Imagine, once upon a time, every Jew kept Shabbos. You know, in the time of Rome, the Romans were recording all the Jewish neighbors were closed for Shabbos. It made an impact. It made an impact, by the way. And, you know, actually, it started the Christian movement because the Romans who wanted to convert, they were so impressed, but they didn't want all the laws. So, you know, they made it easy. No circumcision, and, you know, take all the details. We have the family, some of the family values, some of the ideas. But it was all Jews. You would have been in certain places, it was all over the place. I mean, bring Hashem into the world. That's the essence. We make the world a receptacle. Shabbos, it makes the world a receptacle for Hashem. Shabbos, and basically, maybe this is the same thing. It's the same concept, bringing Hashem into this world. Va'kesher, ben Shabbos, the Beis HaMikdash, the deep connection between Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash, who kapshuto, shevkemal uso shel Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, was the makom, was the place where Hashem's presence rested. Mamish inyan Shabbos, same concept as Shabbos. Remez l'davar, hint, so to speak, is what do we call Shabbos? Kala, the bride. Shabbos is the bride. The Chazal Amar, the Talmud says, l'karasi l'ishti ishti. And the Talmud says in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches 118, that we don't call, that they call a wife, Basi. L'karasi ishti ele Basi. Shekali is a bias. By the way, in the Aramaic term for a wife, very often in Shas, I'm sure Yehuda Steinberg and Zilstich and Lezer, you all know, is to be silent. You call a wife the house. She is the house. So not too much on bias this moment, but of course, the wife, yeah, great, brings a shechina. You know, right, Yitzchak gets married right this week. She gets married to Rivka. The shechina comes back when Sarah's in the house. The shechina is there. Right? There's a lot of, but we're talking about the house. Wife is the house, and the house, Kala, is the base of English. Nichnas is a Shabbos, Omer appears a phrase on a Sukkah Shlomecha. Sukkah Shlomecha, by the way, the Sukkah of Shalom is a reference to the base of English. The Shabbos is the Sukkah. It's the Sukkah. Again, Sukkah has this concept as well. Surrounded by Hashem, the base of English, surrounded. Hashras Hashkana, we're bringing Hashem's presence into this world. The Talmud in Tainus Chav Tes says a remarkable thing. What happens when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos? It says this in the Gemara in Tainus Chav Tes. Tisha B'Av shechal yos v'Shabbos. Oichel, we eat on Tisha B'Av, we drink. Kol tzarechel, well, as much as you want to. Umal al shulchano, you can even eat a meal on Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos. A suda like Shlomo HaMelech. Felt like a real regal, royal meal. No, don't hold back. Even though Tisha B'Av, the ninth of Av, this day of destruction, first basement, the second basement, the Bar Kokhba revolt, falls Beitar, Mamish massacres, other terrible things happen on Tisha B'Av, right? The sin of the spies is on Tisha B'Av, the World War I is on Tisha B'Av, Spanish Inquisition. We go through a whole list of things, all happen on Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, Elaine, if it falls on Shabbos, you don't have to fast. Not only do you have to fast, you can eat the best meal, your favorite dessert. You can go to Pars, buy out the store. Okay, all the desserts you want, all the cookies, all the cakes, all the cookies, all the rolls, all the kishkes, all the... Go for it! Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. Hamisponim bo halacha zu. When you think about this, when you ponder this halacha, Tisha falls on Shabbos. It's a tzmiya gedayla. It's perplexing. It's flabbergasting at some level. Hey, Tisha B'Av, listen to this. Tisha B'Av is be'emes. It's a yom shel or. It's a day of great light, Tisha B'Av. V'ri'yas ha'emes. And we're seeing the truth on Tisha B'Av. You know, I mentioned many of our brothers and sisters, and I mention this because it pains me, and hopefully it should pain you as well. At the extent we're able to do something, certainly to daven for Achenu B'nai Yisrael, for our brothers and sisters, who are so cluelessly lost, right? Who don't know what Shabbos is, don't know what kosher is, don't know what anything is. They are in the dark of what this world is. And unfortunately, many of them will be buried and go up to Shemayim and find out what the purpose of their real purpose is when it's too late. But we're at some level the darkness too. We live a life, obviously, of a lot of light, between a lot of Torah mitzvahs. Torah is or, and ner mitzvah, and ner mitzvah is a candle, and Torah is or. We live in a light, a life of a lot of elucidation of why my chavasa by lama, why we're in this world, what our purpose in this world is. But at some level, we're still missing, we're still grappling in the dark. Tisha is a light of a day of tremendous light, and we can see the truth. Riyas emes yoyim sheyehudi chayas emes shalom lamita. We can know the truth of our situation. Shetzion hi beis chayenu, right? The beis hamikdash is the essence. It's the house where Hashem would be. The Shechina would be in our house. Ruach hapeinu kapshuto. By the way, the reason there's so much assimilation and so many Yidden who do terrible things in the name of Judaism or terrible things, they don't know what Judaism is. And even Orthodox Jews, Torah Jews, very often mess up royally and don't live up to their own knowledge base. It's because we don't have a base in English. We're living in a world of darkness. We're living in, I'm not just talking about the UN or the ICC or Hollywood or a lot of things you read in the news, which is sheker, which is false, which is the opposite of everything which is true and good in this world. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about we live in a world without Hashem. And, you know, a moral, you can live in a world not even knowing Hashem. You can live in a world totally missing the boat. In a cave, you know, to go back to Plato, in a cave when you're just clueless as a world outside, just don't know what life is about. Without a Beit HaMikdash, right, we are missing the boat. And say that the Chorban, the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, at some level we're dead. We are missing an intrinsic, integral part of what it means to be alive, and what it means to live a real life. My MS Mitzias HaMikdash. So when you think about death, God forbid we shouldn't see any death. Right? When you think about death, the chinasi is a bitul shomashu, but what happens when a person dies? Misa is nitek. Death is when the soul leaves the body and goes to shamayim. That's what death is, right? When your soul leaves you, right? When your soul leaves you, you are dead. That's what death is. Now, when a person's heart stops, their soul will leave. When a person's hit by a car, sometimes their soul leaves. Sometimes their soul is sleeping. Whatever it may be, when the soul leaves, that's death. Mamish in a chorban. That's what the chorban is. Hashem is the it says Pasuk says in Tehillim Ayin Gimel, Sur Levavi Vechelki Elokim Olam. Psalms 873. Sur Levavi, Hashem is my heart, and my portion with Hashem is forever. You want to know what our heart is? You want to know what our neshama is? It's the connection to Hashem. You want to be alive in this world? I'm talking about really alive, not just an ape, a monkey, a horse, you know, a behemoth. What it means to be alive is to be connected to Hashem, to have a soul. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we lost the essence of our soul. When Nisharnu Guf, we're at some level of Guf B'li Neshama. Lekach Kasa, that's what the Vilna Gaon says, in the Yalkut K'nei Shecharev HaBayis, Yatsu Ruchenu, we lost the large part of our soul, that Teres Roshenu, the crown of our head, and all we're ilu, so to speak, the chasm of what we were to what we are is so great. We're like a body without a soul. And we left to Chutz La'aretz. We're living out in Chutz La'aretz, in America or in Canada or in France or wherever a person is, and even in Eretz Yisrael, where there are mosques and churches and you know houses of ill repute, we're still in deep galus today. Hey, we're in deep galus. Vim ken kasher bav et tisha b'av. So we come tisha b'av. We finally know the truth. We're missing out. You know, one of the saddest things, I don't know if you've ever seen this, it's when a little kid, like a 3-4-year-old kid, 2-year-old kid loses a parent, and they just don't know what happened to them. You look at this kid, you think to yourself, shayim reshamayim, but they just don't understand what happened to life. It's like you look at the kid, your heart goes out. You know, they don't understand what they're missing. They don't understand what they're lost. Right? And we, a lot of the year, don't have any. We're not living what we're missing. You know, I'm talking about we, Torah Jews. Right? I cry for the Jews. I don't even know. Well, it's, you know, the saddest thing is, you know, the craziest thing is, one of the first things the Reform movement did is they removed any mention to the temple, the Beis Hamikdash, from the liturgy, from the Nusach HaTefillah. But they moved any reference. Germany is our temple. That's why they call their synagogues temples. We don't have to go to Jerusalem. They don't even understand. That's how far off they are. They mean, talk about losing your neshama. They took off any reference of the Beis Hamikdash and then called their synagogues temples to say, in Berlin and in Frankfurt and in Hamburg, this is our Beis Hamikdash. This empty shell without, you know, they played organs and call their rabbis reverends, you know. and actually, in early Reform had services on Sunday. They don't know better. I'm saying then they knew a little bit better. But I'm saying we're at some level also missing the truth. Even though we have a lot of Torah, a lot of mitzvahs, a lot of Torah and Or, Tisha B'Av is a day. We're orphans. We're like 2-year-old kids with no mother and father. We're lost. What a tragedy we're in. We don't think about it most of the year. We're too busy. Even doing mitzvahs, we're too busy. Get on Taminyan, Mincha Maariv at the same time, and, you know, in the winter, you gotta make sure you have to miss out over here. Like, hey, this is the words of busy life. You gotta feel me, you gotta do this. Chesed, tzedakah, tefillah. But we forget, we're still missing out. And on Tisha B'Av, we sit on the ground, v'yoyishim al ha'aretz. U'miskolim ha'ofar, it's a moment of light. It's a moment of or. It's a moment of or. When we come to Tisha B'Av, that falls on Shabbos, we're resurrected all of a sudden? Do we get our souls back? Do we get the Beis Hamikdash back all of a sudden? We're missing Tisha B'Av. Why in the world are we eating? How are we eating and drinking on the day of the real day of Tisha B'Av? Like Shlomo HaMelech. Like we built the Beis Hamikdash. Right? Why would we want to lose the real Tisha B'Av for Shabbos? Avol Be'emes, says Rav Pinkus, the truth is that it's halacha that Shabbos is Deicha Tisha B'Av. Don't misunderstand this. Don't think Shabbos Meshkechas Mitzvah. We're so happy Shabbos, we forget about Tisha B'Av. No. You know why we eat and drink like Shlomo HaMelech on Tisha B'Av and falls on Shabbos? Ela'in Shabbos Maslim as a Tisha B'Av. Because when we have Shabbos, every single Shabbos, we have the Beis Hamikdash. On Shabbos, we always have the reality, like we discussed in the beginning, of the Beis Hamikdash. We have Hashem's presence with us. Habayis Banu, it's literally on Shabbos. We have, if we take advantage of Shabbos, we have Hashem's presence as Shabbos Atzmus Hamikdash, so we can't mourn like we'd have Tisha B'Av. There's the light of us being orphans. We're not orphans on Shabbos. Hashem is with us. That neshama, which was taken away from the Beis Hamikdash, is with us on Shabbos. Hashem's presence is with us on Shabbos. And therefore, we're not lacking. So that's the reality. So that Rav Pinkus is going to go through 11 similarities of the Beis Hamikdash, which we have in the Beis Hamikdash, that we have on Shabbos, in order for you and I to understand that we experience every Shabbos. It's not like a Tisha of Shechal B'Av, every Shabbos of the year, right? In a couple of days from now, on Friday night, we will have this reality, this Kedusha, this Tahara in our lives if we take advantage of it. Now, I'm going to start this. I was deliberating. Should we try to finish all 11 today and rush through it? But we're not going to do it because I think it's important. We'll split for 2 weeks. We'll do one or two, maybe one, maybe two now. And then we'll resume next week so we could do a good job of explaining the connection between the Beis Hamikdash and Shabbos. So the Yisoyed Zeh Shamati Al Kesher HaHaduk Beis Hamikdash and Shabbos. Veneer Shabbos, this deep connection, you know, he heard it's brought down in this farm. Mekal Kol Prati Bin HaMikdash VeKelev L'Hilcha Shabbos. There's so many deep connections. He's going to delineate some of them now, but we'll go through them mostly next week. There's candles, like there's a menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. There's a shulchan, like there's a shulchan in the Beis Hamikdash. There's special clothes, like the Kohen wears special clothes in the Mikdash. On Shabbos, there's candles, like there are candles. The candles, there's a shulchan, there's Beis Shabbos. Harbei Hakbos, We'll explain some of them, and just so we get an appreciation, we're living every Shabbos a life of the Beis Hamikdash. Actually, the essence, the reality of Shabbos is to be like the Beis Hamikdash. So let's do one now, and then we'll do more next, and all the other 10 next week. This is the most famous one, but the deeper ones and how we should live it next week. Lama Tes Lachas, okay, the 39 major avos of major principles of Shabbos that you can't desecrate on Shabbos is specifically learned out from the Mishkan, from the Tabernacle, as the Talmud says in Shabbos Lama Tes Shlahachi Nismacha. When you learn the Torah, the juxtaposition of parshas on Mishkan and Shabbos, we juxtapose the Mishkan, the Tabernacle, the building of Mishkan, which preceded the Beis Hamikdash, which basically took the place of, and the Tabernacle, the Mishkan is Chashiva Havi Malacha. When they built the Mishkan, there were 32 major ways, things they had to build in certain ways, tanning and cutting and burning and building, etc. That these Malachas, Shmir Malachas, Oysa Bin and Shmir Shabbos, these are things you can't do on Shabbos, right? Specifically, we learn out from the building of the Mishkan what you cannot do, what's biblically prohibited to do, and Isra D'Raisa to do on Shabbos. The Lama Tes Malachas is Hekaf Olam HaShalom. It incorporates a full world. V'lechenem Banu Es Olam HaMishkan V'Kelev. And therefore, these things, these Lama Tes Malachas, when we're building this world, that's how you built the Mishkan of Caleb. Now, the Nefesh HaChaim, B'chaim Balajan, the greatest disciple of the Goyim, discusses at length, based on several Midrashim, how Eich Shehamikdash V'Hamishkan incorporates the whole world. They took all the Kedusha of the world, it incorporates the world. Shabbos also, when we have Shvisa, we rest, we leave Intel, we leave Cisco, we leave NVIDIA, we leave Apple, Facebook, real estate, law firms, medical firms, Salesforce, whatever a person is, you know, the internet, you know, any forms of communication, etc. And we're just focusing on Hashem. We're not doing anything. So we're not sewing. We're not cutting. We're not gardening. We are not driving, etc. It's created. We're creating the animal. But it's in Shabbos is, as we sing in Zemiras, is a taste of the world to come. It's all about connecting to Hashem. The world to come is not about cars or houses. Now, I'm not going back to, you know, even nice houses or what everything is selling on Black Friday. Right? I don't kill a Black Friday when I heard anyone's parnasa over here. But it's not. That's all olam hazeh. Now, if you get something cheap, good. Don't waste your time and money on things expensive. But that's not the purpose, to get toys on this Friday. That's not what life is. Olam Haba is connecting to Hashem. Olam Chashmah Zachan, Olam, when you build Lamed Smolachas, the base of Migdash, which is this place of Shechina, where you can connect to Hashem in an Olam Haba way, is that's what Shabbos is well. We're going to discuss way more than this next week, so stay tuned. But what's important for us is to be cognizant and to realize what Shabbos is. We're literally, we who pine for the Beis Hamikdash, we who, as mentioned, without a Beis Hamikdash, we're like little kids without a soul, without a mommy and a tati. We're so lost. We're missing so much, but every single Shabbos, we have all of that. It's just a reminder how halig, how holy Shabbos is, the gevaldik, the great opportunity that we have every single Shabbos to have the Beis Hamikdash amongst us. Okay, we'll hold here and pick up next week.